Once each year, on a day other than St. Patrick's Day, a group of Tucsonans gathers to celebrate their Irish roots. They raise glasses, sing songs, and share some fellowship, and they memorialize the work of Ireland's most famous writer, James Joyce. Mark Dugan joined in the recent local Bloomsday celebration, and he brought back this story.
James Joyce's book Ulysses may be one of the most difficult reads in literary history. The book chronicles a single day in the life of fictional character Leopold Bloom. It's set on June 16, 1904, in Dublin, Ireland. But instead of narrating Bloom's experiences, Joyce takes us into his character's head. Ulysses is literally a transcription of the thoughts of one man as he goes through his day. And it's a mess on paper. Consider your own internal voice when you're deep in thought. It probably talks in sentence fragments and run-on paragraphs with all kinds of weird grammar and little or no punctuation. And so it was with Joyce's Ulysses, a nearly 1,000-page monument to stream of consciousness. The book is legendary for testing the patience of even the most astute readers. Millions have literally read the first 100 pages of Ulysses and gotten no further. But the book has taken on a second life in the past 100 years. Joyce fans realize that the book is far more palatable and even relatively easy to understand if it's read out loud.
Guns boom, and troops deploy, and hooves gallop, and horrors screech, and the earth trembles, and dragon's teeth rain down, and black candles rise.
This is Tucson's annual Bloomsday celebration, the local version of an event that takes place all over the world each year. Joyce fans gathered to read from the book and celebrate the author. But Tucson's version is more like a celebration of everything Irish. Tonight there's a group of young Irish dancers, a harpist, and a Joyce impersonator. There are several kinds of Irish whiskey at the bar and a modest crowd of mostly older people who have come to celebrate their Irish heritage in myth.
I started Ulysses about 20 times, and always had a difficult time getting through it, so I moved away from Ulysses and went back into another part of Irish literature and so forth, which is really Irish mythology.
And in song. And a few Irish jokes.
Have you heard about the Kerryman whose library was burned down? Both books were destroyed. And worse still, one hadn't even been colored in.
Yeah. Ulysses is there too. A well-thumbed copy of the tome sits on the podium, and next to it is the Cliff Notes version.
After I'd read, you know, the first chapter, and said, I was still scratching my head, I was looking for other ways to help understand Joyce. And so I found, somebody was asking earlier, do they have Cliff Notes on James Joyce, Ulysses, and actually they do. You can go this one or this one, depending on how much time you have. You can take a little bit of this at a time and learn a little bit more that way.
Hello, fellow Joyceans. I'm so happy you're all here tonight. I think we're having a wonderful evening. Thank you all for coming.
Winnie Nana is the event coordinator.
I think we had a pretty nice variety, and it wasn't just all the readings. We mixed it where there was other Irish entertainment in between. It's sort of our Irish culture.
I ask her if she's read Ulysses.
I have.
All the way through.
All the way through, and it is very difficult reading. There's no doubt about that. We all know it's very difficult. But he's a great writer, and we're very proud of him. He's done a lot for Ireland, and he kind of put us on the map too, you know. He did, he really did. And it's getting bigger and bigger in Dublin. And in any city in the United States now, it's much, much bigger. It's quite a day. June the 16th. Thank you, and happy Bloomsday to you.
Throughout the evening, a number of people stand up to tell stories, read from Ulysses, offer toasts, and sing songs. And when it's all over, James Joyce's difficult book has probably won over a few more fans, especially if this is the way to read it. From the Tucson Bloomsday celebration, I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.